Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Aiken City Council meeting on this 11th day of February. We appreciate everyone being here. And as you have heard before, and we say it each time, as we go through our agenda, if you'd like to speak on any issue, any item, you're certainly welcome to do that at the time. And just raise your hand when we get to that issue, and you may speak. We have a quorum tonight, but that's just about all we've got. We've got, as you may know, we've got an empty seat until the election in March, and Leslie Price is on a business trip to England. She's there now. And Dick DeWar, as we understand, has a back problem, which hopefully will be better in a couple of days. Right, Reggie?
Right.
He did not feel like he could make it tonight, so we will go on and do the business of our citizens tonight. As we begin, we'll have council prayer and pledge of allegiance to our flag.
May we pray. Our God, our Heavenly Father, our Maker and our Sustainer, we thank you for this another day. We are so grateful that you provided to us a reasonable portion of health and strength. Lord, as we discuss the business of the evening, we ask that you open our hearts that we might feel you. Open our minds that we might know you. Open our eyes that we might see you in the faces of others. Dear God, enable us to discern between that which is good and that which is not. Make us builders of bridges, not barriers or obstructionists. When we make mistakes, correct us. When we fall, we ask that you pick us up. Help us to continue to serve our community with sincerity and with dedication. Father, you've shown favor on our community and our dedicated staff, and we thank you for all of our blessings. We pray that as they face negative comments and opposition in their daily work, that you will be their companion and their guides. Father, we don't know if we have done any harm to our fellow man, but if so, we ask your forgiveness for our sins. Help us to remember that all things work together for good to those who serve you. And we promise to acknowledge your gift and praise in everything that we do. In your merciful name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item of business is the minutes. And is there any discussion about our minutes this evening?
Is it going to be handled in two pieces or both of them together?
Is there a reason to handle them in two pieces?
I just wanted to, if I could, make a... You want to go ahead and get the motion first?
Yeah, let's have a motion first to approve.
So moved to approve the minutes. Of January 28th, the regular council meeting of January 28th, and the Horizons retreat of February 1st and 2nd.
Okay, I'll second that.
Now
we've got discussion. Go ahead.
Okay. Now I want to just make a comment. Talking to some of the other councilmen, some of the other attendees, prospectus or the booklet that Mr. Pierce and his staff put together was very well received. So I wanted to make that comment here, and went over very well.
Oh, good. Great.
Okay. Is anything else on the minutes that you wanted to mention? Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Any other discussion? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously. All right. Under presentations, we have one this evening, and that's on the 2012 Comprehensive Annual Financial Report of the cities. We have this every year, and it's always a wonderful information booklet that's put together each year.
Well, thank you, Mayor. Kim Abney is here. She's our Director of Finance, and she made a brief presentation on the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report to Council, but since we had a public meeting tonight, we wanted to take the opportunity to let her just share with the audience as well as with Council some of the information that can be found in the booklet. It will be at the city website at www.cityofaconsc.gov. That's cityofaconsc.gov, and the full contents are there and available for the public to look at whatever they would care to. Kim?
Okay. Mr. Mayor and Council, Mr. Pierce, thank you for giving me a few minutes tonight to talk to you about the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, and I'll call that the CAFR, you hear me say that, and the Government Finance Officers Association, which I'll refer to as GFOA. In 1945, the GFOA established the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting Program. Think about that, almost 70 years ago. They wanted to encourage and assist local governments and state governments to go beyond their minimum requirements for their financial reporting. And they were trying to encourage transparency and full disclosure, and then recognize the governments that did that in an exemplary way. So our process is we submit our CAFR to the GFOA, and they have what's called a special review committee. That's made up of not only the GFOA staff members, but also members in public accounting, auditors, financial statement preparers, academics, and other people interested in the finance profession. We have 6 months from the end of our fiscal year to submit our CAFR to the GFOA for their review. And then it typically takes them 4 to 6 months to get back to us with the results. It used to be about 3 months, but it's really more 5 to 6 months at this point because they have over 80 pages of guidelines and questions to consider when reviewing the CAFRs. According to their website, their most current results had 3,751 participants awarded. Now that's municipalities, states, counties, colleges, universities, and special districts. Of that number, only 1,852 were municipal governments out of 36,000 municipalities in the United States. So just over 5% are given this prestigious award. In South Carolina, we have 28. And they're a lot of the ones you'd expect, the progressive cities, Charleston, Florence, Greenville, Greer, Myrtle Beach, Newberry, North Augusta, Rock Hill, and Spartanburg are among the winners. Now, the City of Aiken submitted our first CAFR for consideration in 1991. We were first awarded the Certificate for Excellence in Financial Reporting in 1992 and have been awarded the certificate for the last 20 consecutive years. As Mr. Pierce stated, the 2012 is currently under review, and all of our CAFRs are posted online on the City of Aiken's website. Now, the CAFR is comprised of three sections, and a lot of you know you have this book. This is what's posted on the website, and I carry this around a lot with me because there's a wealth of information to be found in here. The first section is the introductory section, which has the history of Aiken, has major awards that we've been given, a transmittal letter that talks about city services, the local economy, has detail of our capital projects, sales tax projects, has the city council goals, an organizational chart, and then, of course, our elected officials, and has your pictures. Then the financial section, that's the middle of it, that's the bulk of it, that's the independent auditor's report, the basic financial statements and management discussion and analysis, and all our required supplementary information. And Ms. Laurie Smith from Elliott Davis did a presentation on that back in November, so I'm not going to dwell on the information in that part. But the part I really like to talk to you about is the statistical section, which is the back section. But this is my favorite part because it has 10 years worth of data and trends. And if you have a question, chances are the first thing I'm going to pick up is my CAFR because the answer is probably in here. It's divided into five sections. We have the financial trends, which is a very high-level summarized data, but it does give you the trend data for our finances. Then it has revenue capacity, where we talk about our business license revenue, tax information, and our largest water and sewer customers. Then we have the debt information, and there is no general obligation debt at the city and hasn't been for the last 9 years. But it also talks about our revenue debt and the amount of debt that we could potentially issue. Then we have the demographic and economic information, which has the economic indicators. It has our largest employers, other demographic information about the city. And then the operating information, which has information about our infrastructure, how many fire hydrants we have, how many miles of streets we have, how many employees by department, how many building permits, how many police calls, how many tons of garbage we collected, all across the city, information that you might be interested in. And then the last two pages are our rates and history of our rate tables. So you've got all that in here. And like I said, most of that information is a 10-year accumulation, so you've got those trends to look at. The GFOA established this program in the spirit of full disclosure and transparency before transparency was even a buzzword. It amazes me when I think about how long they've been doing this. And really, the whole point was to recognize the governments that exceeded the minimum requirements. Again, you can find all of our information posted on the city's website. And if you have any questions, be happy to answer them. We really used to print a lot of these. We print, I think, probably the first year, 75 or 80 booklets. And we'd end up giving them out almost entirely every year. This year, we only printed 45 because we get so few requests since everybody can go online. They can just go look at it, and they may send us an email or call us with a question about it, but it's available, and people who are doing studies or just have questions about the city can go and look there. I'd like to thank City Council for your support and your continued support of the Finance Department and of our CAFR award. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them now. If you have any later, you can give me a call.
Kim, thank you so much for the work that you and your staff does to prepare that.
Thank you.
I won't ask you how many hours it takes, but I know it's got to take a bunch, that's for sure. But it is so helpful because I use it, and I know others that probably use it an awful lot also. It's very good.
I got a quick question. Are you running out of wall space to put all those certificates?
We actually have Brian out in the lobby.
But thank you.
Well, congratulations.
When will we know if we received the award for 2012?
I hope soon. We submit ours right around Thanksgiving because it does get into a glut if you wait until December, so that's always our goal. So we probably April or so. But we're kind of at their mercy in how many other people they had submit that year.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you so much. Under old business, the first item is appointments and discussion of appointees to city boards, commissions, and committees. Mr. Pierce, please.
Thank you, Mayor. We have seven openings on our various city boards, commissions, and committees. We have two appointments tonight. For council's consideration, first, Councilmember DeWar recommended James Archibald to the Building Code Board of Appeals. That term would expire May 12, 2013. He is eligible for reappointment by council in May. Councilmember Price recommended William Cascione for a reappointment to the General Aviation Commission. That term would expire September 1. 2014. So for council's consideration of these two appointments.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do we have a motion and a second for approval?
I so move.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? If not, show hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously. Thank you. Item two is the second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to annex.
Mayor, I do have an.
Yeah,
I beg your pardon. Yeah. Excuse me. I do that every time, it seems like. Nominations for the next
Yes,
year.
I'm pleased to nominate Jason Rayburn, who is here tonight with us. And this is really, I was looking for a young professional, if you will. And, of course, we had a presentation 2 weeks ago by the young professionals. So I contacted the group, and Jason was very interested in serving on the PRT. So I'd like to nominate him, please.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming, Jason.
Absolutely. Are there any others? Okay. Thank you, Reggie. Okay, do we have a motion? We've got a motion and a second.
You already voted, by Mayor. It was unanimously approved for the appointments.
What? I'm sorry?
The appointments have been unanimously approved.
Yeah. Yes, item 3, second reading, public hearing of an ordinance to amend the concept plan for the Aiken SPCA.
We got number 2.
Okay, I beg your pardon. I really don't want to get finished this fast. item 2, second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to annex Aiken County property at 1930 University Parkway and zone it plan institutional. Mr. Pierce, please.
Mayor, thank you very much. The title of the ordinance is an ordinance to annex to the corporate limits of the city of Aiken certain property consisting of 20 acres of land, more or less, owned by Aiken County, and to zone the same planned institutional, PI. This 20-acre tract is part of an annexation application by the county. Just to be clear, the Lincoln Avenue right-of-way that shows up in yellow on the screen there is not part of the annexation for the simple reason that none of the rest of Lincoln Avenue is in the city limits. So even though it's contiguous to the property, we would rather just at the appropriate time take the entire right-of-way. Planning Commission met on January 15th and reviewed the application. They have voted unanimously to recommend annexing the parcel with the conditions that, one, the conditions of the city services approval granted November 12, 2012 be met. Two, that the annexation not include any part of the Lincoln Avenue right-of-way. Three, that a new annexation petition be submitted with the correct acreage to include only the parcel for the government center and excluding the Lincoln Avenue roadway right-of-way. Four, that the applicant sign an agreement to be recorded listing the conditions of approval and that be done within 60 days of this ordinance approval. You voted unanimously January 28 to approve the annexation and the zoning for planned institutional zoning designation. So for consideration tonight at this second reading and public hearing is adoption of that ordinance to annex and zone this property.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do we have a motion and a second for approval?
I so move.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously. Okay. Item 3 is a second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to amend the concept plan for the Aiken SPCA located at 199 Willow Run Road to permit an accessory building. Mr. Pierce, please.
Thank you, Mayor. The title of the ordinance is an ordinance amending the concept plan for a property located at 199 Willow Run Road, owned by the Aiken SPCA. If you look on pages 85, that shows the entire tract, and there's a pinned on that drawing right in the center of the page, 10 by 20 storage building. Page 87 shows a photograph of the actual storage building. Planning Commission met January 15th, recommended allowing the amendment to the concept plan. Council approved this ordinance on first reading on January 28th unanimously to allow the amendment to the concept plan. So tonight for council approval is the second reading of an ordinance to amend the concept plan for Aiken SPCA to allow this accessory building on the premises.
Thank you, sir. Do we have a motion and a second?
I so move.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? If not, show hands. Passes unanimously. Item 4 is a second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to amend the concept plan for Chucker Creek Elementary School at 1830 Chucker Creek Road to permit a driveway extension and additional parking. Mr. Pierce, please.
Thank you, Mayor. The title of the ordinance is an ordinance amending the concept plan for property located at 1830 Chucker Creek Road and owned by the Aiken County Public Schools. You have the memo from Liz Stewart, Chair of the Planning Commission, regarding the application and their unanimous approval on January 15th to approve these concept plan amendments to add an additional 1,800 feet to the existing car line lane to allow for two more lanes and for 40 additional parking spaces at Chucker Creek Elementary. That design is on page 101. Is that the page? Ms. Wright, do you have a page number on that? It's an insert. Oh, okay. All right. So that, I think when we had the presentation on first reading, there were some modifications to the original plan. So, yeah, if we could just scroll down to the insert, that's what we need to look at. You unanimously approved this at first reading on January 28th. So for consideration tonight for the second reading and public hearing is approval of amendments to the concept plan to permit this driveway design, 40 additional parking spaces, and two lanes for the pickup and drop-off lane at Chucker Creek Elementary.
Thank you, sir. Do we have a motion and second for approval, and then we'll have discussion? I'm sure there are many that would like
to speak. So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
I second.
Would anyone in the audience like to speak on this issue? You certainly may do so. Okay.
My name is Tony Seeley, and I'd like to thank you for your unanimous approval at the last City Council meeting on this design for the elimination of the backup on Chucker Creek Road twice a day. I keep looking at this design, and I find it to be a very useful design. It's been used at other schools, and it mitigated the traffic problems quite well there, and I think it will do the same for Chucker Creek School. One other thing I'd like to point out tonight that I don't think was mentioned last time was as these cars back up on Chucker Creek Road, there are nine properties in Woodside Subdivision on Glenhaven Circle that their properties back up to the right-of-way for Chucker Creek Road with just a 20-foot undisturbed buffer there. And I'm sure those property owners are going to be delighted when we remove a parking lot from behind their house twice a day. I've noticed driving past there, since I live in Chucker Creek Farms, that some of those residents have installed privacy fences in the back of their yards. But there is an issue there in that the Chucker Creek Road right-of-way is on a ridge, and it slopes down toward their property, which makes it more difficult for the privacy fence to work in some of the situations there. So I'm recommending again tonight that y'all vote in favor of this ordinance. And hopefully we can mitigate some of the problems we've got there. That road is used by four separate subdivisions, two of which are in the city and two in the county. There's Calgary Estates, there's Chucker Creek Farms, there's Plantation South, and The Ridge. This is the entrance road, Chucker Creek Road, to those four subdivisions. So you have an opportunity tonight to make a lot of people happy. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Seeley. Who else would like to speak? Yes, sir.
My name is Harold Schmidt, and I live in Plantation South. And just one thing I wanted to bring up that wasn't brought up last week or this week about the danger of that road. That is a two-lane road with two yellow lines down the middle. Well, when they're lining up to pick the kids up from school, there are actually people that will pass that line, start going west, and the cars coming out from the school are going east, and they will actually end up on the shoulder or in the ditch. And we are going to have a serious accident there someday. That's all. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Anyone else? If not, it's back to City Council for consideration. We have a motion and second. Show of hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously. That we move forward with this. Thank you. Thank you all. Under new business, item one, first reading of an ordinance to approve transfer of lease rights from Mr. H.N. Willing to Ryan Martin and Allie Burgess Martin regarding a tract of land near Mason Branch Reservoir. Mr. Pierce, please.
Thank you very much, Mayor. The title of the ordinance is an ordinance approving assignment of a lease between the City of Aiken and H.N. Willing to Ryan and Allie Burgess Martin. Chuck Martin, Ryan's father, and Allie's father-in-law is with us tonight as well. Mr. Willing is under the weather and couldn't be with us tonight. He owns about 50 acres, Council, that are north of I-20. On page 119 of your packet, there's an aerial photo that shows the tract. And if you look to the right-hand side of the sheet, you'll see the dirt road that goes across the dam to Mr. Willing's property. To the south of that roadway is the Mason's Branch Reservoir. Many years ago, as I put in my memo, and gosh, it's hard to believe it's been about 32 years ago, he entered into an agreement with city officials to actually sell us 10.5 acres and then to lease 9.6 acres with the city. That provides access to this tract. Mr. Willing is advanced in years and is ready to sell the property, and Ryan and Allie want to buy the property. But they can't do so unless there's access to it. So the actual dam road is owned by the City of Aiken and leased by Mr. Willing, and he would like to assign that to Ryan and Allie as part of that transfer. We do have the original lease agreement in the materials as well. And as part of that, Mr. Willing had fishing rights in the reservoir for himself and members of his immediate family. And they've asked that those fishing rights be assigned as well. Of course, any of the terms that are contained in the lease agreement about those fishing rights, you can't have gasoline boat motors in the reservoir, for example, would continue to apply even though the lease is being assigned. So for consideration tonight on first reading is this ordinance to approve assignment of the lease along with the ingress, egress, regress, access easement across the dam and the fishing rights. And that assignment would be from H.N. Willing to Ryan and Allie Burgess Martin. They're here if council has any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Pierce. Do we have a motion and a second for approval? Then we'll see if there's discussion.
I move.
I second.
Okay. All right. Is there anything you'd like to say, Ryan or Chuck? Or okay, that's fine. You don't have to. Okay. We have a motion and a second for approval. Show of hands, please. All in favor? Okay, passes unanimously on first reading, and of course it'll be on the next agenda as well for second.
Okay, that'll be the February 25th meeting.
Two readings on that. Okay, thank you. Okay, item two then is the adoption of the City Council goals for FY 2013 to 2014. Mr. Pierce, please.
Mayor, thank you very much. Of course, as part of our Horizons meeting on Saturday, February 2nd, we had a very productive discussion about short-term and continuing goals for the City of Aiken. After back and forth with that and a review of our goals and achievements over the prior year, we've listed here short-term and continuing goals, which is our understanding from the discussions at Horizons, as well as the notes we made on the large sheet we had on the easel at the front of the room. And every year that comes to council for approval, and we would intend to incorporate that in the budget book that we'll bring the budget to you in May. And that, of course, helps. We have the budget forms out to the various departments right now. These goals, of course, help our departments plan their budget as far as priorities for council.
Do we have a motion and second for approval?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yes, I do have.
Who seconded that?
Oh, I seconded.
Okay.
On page 133, the short-term goals.
Yes.
There it is. On item 5, there was a goodly amount of discussion that the Edgewood subdivision, the real issue there, and I think Ms. Diggs pointed it out, was some drainage issues. And I want to be sure that that's included in item 5. Mr. Morris gave us a good rundown on that. And if we get the drainage fixed, I think it opens up some lots in there. And is that included in item 5?
It's not. I mean, we could just change it to read in Edgefield subdivision, find opportunities to build homes and ensure that adequate infrastructure is in place.
I think that's the key, because really that's what's keeping us from moving ahead there. It's been that way for a number of years. So if we would add that to it, I think would help us along when we come to budget time.
Yeah, and that would not go beyond just the storm water. If we say adequate infrastructure, we can make sure that those homes would be properly served by city services.
Yeah, if you want to say all city services, it might be better to say city services, because that includes water, sewage, and stormwater.
It would, Mr. Ebner. We would just ensure adequate city infrastructure is in place, and that would relate to the construction of the homes might work best for staff.
Yeah, I think that would help clarify, because that's where the real issue right now is the drainage.
Absolutely. I mean, these are just drafts based on the conversation we had.
That's very
any
good.
Any clarification is great.
Okay. Do those who voted on this approve of that and your motion?
You have to include the revision to it.
I make a motion that we include adequate infrastructure, and what did I say?
Along with that.
Along with me.
What's said there?
You wouldn't necessarily have to make
that over again.
But that, Mr. Smith, we wouldn't necessarily need a motion. We could just, if Mr. Ebner could consent to it.
That's right.
And Mr. Homoka could
consent to that.
Yeah, we agree.
Was to amend your motion accordingly.
Yeah.
Okay. We have an amended motion then.
Yep.
Okay.
So it would be for approval of the motion as amended.
Right.
There we go.
I agree.
I make a motion that we approve the amendment.
The motion as amended.
We got to do this over again.
If I may?
Yes.
If I may?
Let the attorney in the
there group. We go.
As the maker of the motion, do you adopt what Mr. Ebner just said?
I certainly do, and I appreciate it.
And does the seconder also?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
The motion is so amended.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney. Okay.
That's why you pay me the big bucks.
We've got a motion in the second.
Now, I just want to clarify. I had Mr. Ebner is making the motion. Mr. Homoka seconded it.
Yeah. Okay. Gary pointed to me also.
He did.
Yeah, okay. Did. All right.
Okay. Show of hands, please. All in favor. Passes unanimously. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Under petitions, we really don't have any. Did you have any comments you wanted
to make? On the 25th. Just as we've got the issues and updates memo in the packet, one thing I wanted to share with you, we just had a call late last week. In fact, after the packet went out at the Fresh Market, we received word from South Carolina Department of Transportation on the concept plan. We were actually going to close a driveway and have a right turn in, right turn out feature in the driveway by the Pizza Hut. DOT would not approve that. So our understanding is, with the state having a more restrictive interpretation than the city, that the state trumps us. So the plan by Fresh Market is to hook into the existing driveways. Now, that all being said, we're still going to go through with the plan of trying to extend that left-hand turn lane at the traffic signal at King's Grant Way and Hitchcock Drive for Aiken Estates. We're going to do traffic counts before the grand opening, the week of the grand opening, and then a couple of weeks after the grand opening, just to see what kind of numbers we have using that intersection, and then meet with DOT to see if we need to extend that left-hand turn lane to handle traffic.
You're talking about King's Grant?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that left-hand turn in. So just to update council on that.
Okay. That completes our agenda.
I'd like to mention, and it's another feather in our cap, and it's actually on page 148 Bluebird Society, North American Bluebird Society, mm-hmm. is going to be meeting here. That's about 150 people coming to town.
It is.
So we put a bug in Lily, our bird, in Glenn Parker's cap. We might want to look at the Redbird Society and some of these others, because they do bring a lot of
absolutely
serious
we are an equal opportunity bird host.
That's what we want to be.
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank each and every one of you for being with us this evening. This is one of our shortest meetings ever.
Okay. That is.
My wife's going to be wondering where I've been.
Hey, that was
wonderful. Job,
yeah, wonderful.
Reggie.
Get to ask for nominees. And
well, I'm trying to skip an item.
That's
to get out earlier.
I had to go get my first to fix that.
See? You know, this is going to be right to the leg.